This is Vic Black, and you are listening to the interview with Master Arcane. Enjoy. Arcane, could you describe for a lot of the people out there that are listening right now in the lifestyle that don't have any experience or firsthand knowledge of what BDSM is, what's involved with this, the different levels, entry level to extreme?
For someone who has never, ever tasted BDSM and has no idea what it is, which, by the way...
They've probably all done it, by the way, Arcane, in low grades.
That's what I was going to say. I could say, myself and a friend of mine once taught the BDSM workshop at the famous Lifestyles Convention in Reno, Nevada that happens every year.
Oh, yeah.
And at that, we had about 80 people in the audience, 80, 90 people in the audience. And what we did is said, okay, everybody close your eyes. Now raise your hand if you've ever been spanked or spanked someone else in an intimate situation.
Heck yeah, I give Mrs. Black the hand right across the ass, man. I'm guilty.
There you go. Remind me to teach you before we get off the phone about the secret to spanking. I can actually teach everybody over your audiences, all your listeners, how to do it with that extra spice to it.
Well, I'm all ears. So, I'm going to make a note here. Okay, so, go ahead.
Okay, so then I had everybody keep their hand up, and then I said, now raise your hand. Everybody's eyes are still closed. I said, raise your hand if you have ever blindfolded somebody or been blindfolded in an intimate experience.
Hell yes.
And more hands. And finally I said, now raise your hand if you've ever tied someone up or been tied up in an intimate experience.
Hell yes.
And more hands. And I tell people, I said, open your eyes. Everybody opens their eyes. Every single hand in the room was up.
Yes.
And the next thing I had to tell these people was, you see, nobody's really such an absolute beginner at this. Everybody's kind of put their foot in a little bit to some degree. So with that in mind, what you have is a vast world of experiences and toys. The fetish scene is very toy-laden. If you like sex toys, fetish scene is going to be your cup of tea. We're not just talking vibrators. We're talking all kinds of crazy stuff.
Hold on. I hear the pitter-patter of Mrs. Black feet. She's running into the office here. Just kidding. Go ahead.
There you go. Probably one of the biggest misconceptions that I'd like to clear up about S&M and the fetish scene is that it's about pain. Everybody says, oh, S&M, that's pain. Well, I can tell you right now that nobody in the S&M scene enjoys stubbing their toe or hitting their thumb with a hammer, okay?
Right.
So we're going to call that normal pain that nobody likes. What S&M is about is maximized skin stimulation, but it's not taken past a certain point. It's taken right to a threshold where the feel good, if you took it any further, might not feel so good. That is the threshold. That's the peak. And the best metaphor I can give all of your listeners is if anybody out there has ever come home from a hard day to work and all they want to do is take a really good hot bath. And so they go into the bathroom and they turn on the hot water and they turn on the cold water and they find that temperature where they know it's going to be hot, but they also know it's going to feel good. And they fill up the bathtub and they take that first step into the bath and there's kind of that shiver that goes up their spine right as it's really hot and intense, but they keep lowering themselves into the bathtub because it feels good. That exact threshold is what the very, very best S&M is all about.
The perfect mix of pleasure and pain.
That balance, that right in between point where it becomes something third, something different, something synergistic. So you have people who are just starting off, and they might go down to the local fetish shop, and they might buy a couple toys. They might go online and find some classes from the local community. There's a lot of books on the subject, and they can go out, or maybe they're just interested in bondage. Maybe they just want to try some sexual restraint. There's some good books on that. There's, you know, how to spank properly. There's how to do all these things. There's a vast, vast investment of knowledge and safety on the whole subject, how to do it so that both people absolutely come out with a gigantic smile on their face. And they can start off lightly like that, get into the community, explore around, explore privately with their partner, explore with their friends. And from there, there's almost like it really is an art form. And like any other art, whether it's playing the piano or painting or even a sport, the more you do it and the more you practice it conscientiously, the better you're going to get at it. It's one thing to have fingernails and to you know, give your partner a little scratch mid-sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's straight out of the Kama Sutra, by the way, which is probably the greatest book on vanilla sex ever written.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another thing to be able to tune into your partner on a fetish sexual level and put your fingernails right down on their ankle, and while they're blindfolded, draw your nails really slowly up the back of their legs, stopping right before the sweet spot between the legs. Big difference. And it's time. It's just time and practice and doing it and experimenting and communication. You got to have, as you're getting into this, you got to have really good communication. One of the things I always do when I'm introducing someone to this world is after every single time we play, and we're, you know, after the afterglow, we've all calmed down, we're all back now just hanging out, I will always debrief with the person. Ask them what worked. Ask them what didn't work. Ask them what was their favorite part. That's really important.
Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Just like anything in the lifestyle, the communication is critical. Same thing for BDSM.
Absolutely. This is one of the reasons I actually love teaching people about the BDSM arts and doing classes and seminars. I love teaching people about this because you're now getting into the world of endorphins. And personal opinion, there is no drug on the planet that is as wonderful as the ones your body naturally produces.
Yes.
The ones you get.
Yes.
If you're an athlete and you've experienced runner's high, or you get to that point where whatever your sport is, you like transcend, you get past the winded part and suddenly you feel like you're floating. Endorphins, brother. Those are it.
You are talking my language. This is the language of science where it makes things known to us. Arcane, you're hitting the nail right on the head. Keep on going.
It's a beautiful, beautiful experience to know the body has all these things readily available. And that is a big, huge, gigantic piece of what BDSM and the fetish arts are all about. The same thing, back to the bathtub metaphor. When you get in the bathtub and you're lowering yourself into the water, that's what you're feeling. In that moment, you're getting a rush of endorphins from that intensity. It's perfect intensity producing endorphins. Huge, vast numbers of people in the BDSM fetish world with the experience, and when the arousal level is there, the channels for endorphin production are open, and all of a sudden, some moment of intensity happens that just at the right level, right at that peak, right at that threshold,
yes,
and bam, endorphin release.